Do you know your net worth? Or can you even list all your financial accounts? Believe it or not, most people can't. The problem is simple. When you don't track your finances, you leave hard-earned money on the table by overspending and undersaving. Monarch is the solution, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, you can link all your accounts to see a clear, complete picture of your financial health. With data visualizations and AI-driven insights, Monarch helps you spot patterns, cut wasteful spending, and make better financial decisions without ever touching a spreadsheet. Monarch more than pays for itself. In fact, users save over $200 a month on average. That's why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch the best budgeting app of 2025. Get 50% off your first year. That's just $50 total when you use code BALANCE at monarch.com. That's monarch.com, promo code BALANCE. Monarch, the modern way to manage money.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This was a truly shocking one, and also a good reminder why there are metal detectors in courtrooms. But apparently, it didn't work very well in this case at this courthouse, where Joseph Houston, a 77-year-old lawyer battling terminal cancer, gunned down his former daughter-in-law Ashley Prince and her attorney husband Dennis Prince during a child custody deposition. The incident unfolded just this last week on a Monday morning at the offices of the Prince Law Group in Las Vegas. Okay, so that's why there wasn't it wasn't at the courthouse. It was a deposition.
There should have been a metal detector.
Well, I mean, it's a deposition at a law group. You don't usually see that, but I can guarantee people are going to start thinking about that now. With Houston reportedly taking his own life afterwards, reports suggest that Houston's wife was present during the shooting, witnessing the horrific event. According to accounts, Houston had confided in a colleague about his terminal illness, hinting at his deteriorating health and potentially providing a motive for the horrific act. Quote, Joe told me, this is not long before the shooting, that he was dying of terminal cancer. Makes me wonder if he felt like he had nothing to lose. I really don't know, though. I can't make any sense of all this, said Robert Elgett, a former law partner of Dennis. The deposition pertained to the custody battle between Houston's son and Ashley Prince, who were locked in a legal dispute over their two children. Houston was representing his son. Divorce filings revealed a tumultuous history between Ashley and her ex-husband, Dylan Houston, including allegations of substance abuse on Dylan's part during his custodial time with the children. Amongst the legal proceedings, Ashley Prince's lawyers had filed for sole custody of the kids, which may have escalated tensions. During the deposition, Houston's actions left witnesses traumatized. Shannon Wilson, a pregnant lawyer present at the scene, sought refuge under a conference room table as the gunfire erupted. She pled with Houston to spare her and her unborn child before fleeing to safety. In the aftermath of the tragedy, Ashley Prince's legal team swiftly filed an emergency motion for her sister to assume custody of the children, which was granted. Allegations surfaced suggesting Dylan Houston might have had prior knowledge of his father's intentions, although he vehemently denied any involvement in the planning of the attack. The motivation of the tragedy of April 8, 2024 is unknown to anyone but Joseph W. Houston himself. The defense suggestion that this was a planned attack with the plaintiff is insulting and quite speculative, Dylan Houston, who was also a lawyer, wrote in a response. Dennis Prince left behind four children, including an infant that he shared with Ashley. My God.
That is so horrific. And yeah. I actually kind of, and I don't know, just by reading this, I can't imagine his son would have known anything about that, because that would guarantee he's not going to get the kids back.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
dad shooting the ex-wife and her, I think it was her current husband, yeah, representing her. The kids aren't going to go to Dylan now, because that doesn't seem very safe.
Well, it doesn't, but if they can prove he knew nothing about it and this was someone just acting on their own
fruition,
he could. I would assume that it probably would make, I mean, as long as he's not like a danger to the kids and he has no history of anything, I don't know why you wouldn't go to a father, especially if he is a good dad. He can't control the actions of his own father. But I'm thinking this was kind of a vigilante-esque move of the dad thought that the mom was not fit for whatever reason, and probably not even accurate, and then thought he was doing what he was, I don't know. It makes me also question, what was his mental capacity at that moment in time, if he thought that this was the right way? I mean, considering he's an attorney and he's in his 70s, he's seen the law a little bit. So I would think he would, well, maybe, sounds horrible, but maybe that's also why he did it. He's seen the law a little bit and knows how sometimes it can be very unfair in child custody cases, and he thought he was going to try and take it into his own hands. I don't know. I mean, never an answer to anything, but I do wonder about those motivations, or if there was not a good mental capacity going on, or if maybe that cancer had spread to his brain or something.
Maybe. You know, because it just, to me, I understand anger, but these weren't his kids. These would have been his grandkids. And yeah, he's probably very protective of his son and the grandkids, sure, I'm going to guess. And maybe he's like, I'm terminal anyway. I have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
I just don't think I'd want to go out of this world by committing an act like that and traumatizing my poor wife,
yeah,
who witnessed the whole thing. And the woman who, the other lawyer who was hiding underneath the conference room table. I mean, I don't know what happens in the afterlife, but there ain't no resting in peace for this guy.
No, I mean, what he inflicted on everybody else was incredibly selfish. I don't know anything about the guy. I have no idea what his personality is, but it's, I don't know. It's shocking, to see that something like that happened. But God, and especially probably, I was expecting to hear that the gunfire like erupted from one of the defendants, that it was like, you know, screw you, I'm going to, but no, it's like the attorney literally pulled the weapon out.
And I get, you know, and actually, you know, if I had terminal cancer, maybe I would want control of how I exit this earth. I wouldn't want to exit this earth in this fashion.
No.
So to me, that makes no sense. Like, you know, well, I'm going to die anyway, so I'm taking you out with me, I guess. But man, was there any indication beforehand that he was that pissed off? Like, well, he had no business representing his son.
No. Well, and what's the motive? I mean, this doesn't sound like there was anything where it's, you know, like, she was horribly abusive or something to the children, yeah, and like she was holding something over her son's head. And I mean, again, never a justification, but sometimes you can go, oh, maybe this had something to do with it. But from what we know thus far, it doesn't appear to be that way.
My guess is that he was mad because she had said that Dylan had substance abuse issues. I don't think she felt the kids were safe with him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming that's where all this came from. And he's mad because of she's talking about his son like that.
Yeah.
And tempers would flare. I get all that. Custody agreements very infrequently are just like, yeah, no problem. Mm-hmm. That sounds great. You know, you wish that people could figure that out much more easier than they do. But this is just so horrific. And yeah, the one thing he could do to really keep those kids from his son would be what he did. Because the kids aren't going to go right to his son. Maybe eventually they will.
He just put up a whole bunch of roadblocks for that, you know?
Yeah. So the one thing he's doing to defend his son and working on some kind of custody arrangement, he just took the kids and gave them to her sister.
Yeah. Wow.
And that really would set back everything.
Yeah.
He's not here to answer for it.
It's rare that I hear a story and I like have no words. I have no words on this one. I'm just like, wow, that's pretty crazy. God. And especially the son, if he knew nothing about it, which I'm assuming he didn't.
I kind of don't think he did.
I mean, unless he's nuts too, but I doubt he is.
Because he would be like, Dad, you can't do that. I will never get custody of my kids.
Well, I mean, and the trauma of that for him too. It's like, I just watched my ex-wife get murdered and her husband. And I mean, and those are people that I'm sure the kids are close to. So he's not even thinking of the kids at all. He's thinking of himself and the vengeance that he has, because now those kids don't have a mom.
Right.
That is gone.
Changing.
And who killed him? Grandpa.
The trajectory of their lives. He just did.
And for what?
Like that safe place they had with their mom is no longer there.
Yeah. It's,
and with your dad, because I'm going to guess it's going to be a while before they get to spend quality time with their own dad.
Well, and how do you look back on that? Like, hey, remember when grandpa killed mom and her husband? And God, yeah, that's just incredibly insane.
And there was another child, the ex-daughter-in-law and her husband, they had a small, like 6-month-old together. So now that child, no parents.
Wow. That's just
magic.
Horrible.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.